Mickey, it was a terrific game, but that's no consolation. Things went wrong today, and they all seemed to go right for Monaghan.
Well, I wouldn't say it's as blunt as that. I mean, I think that a number of key things went right for them, and some of it was of our own doing, of our own making. I mean, we did some poor shot selection, a few mishandling of the ball here and there. Conceding the goal in a point before half time was critical. That was a 4-point swing, really. We were going in two up, and not the greatest of first halves, but you're much happier going in two up than two down. And as it turned out, we had a fight back to get into the game again, and the goal seemed always between us. We could claw back a bit, but they could also come back and get a few scores. And really, when we got back at the end, I think it was 16-all or something, we got it to. It was anybody's game at that stage. The next score was going to be critical, and I think we gave away a needless foul maybe at that stage. And Conor McManus, fair play to him, he'd missed one from a similar position, and he just nailed that one. I suppose it shows the class that he has too. And when they were in the ascendancy at the end, he really came to the fore and kicked some wonderful scores. So yes, they're a good team, and they'll take a bit of beating, and we had to be at our best to beat them, and we weren't at our best today for long enough of the game. So the end result is you're not through, and we're out of the Ulster Championship, and we have to just roll up our sleeves and face whatever comes in the draw for the qualifiers.
A certain amount of risk with starting Colm Cavanagh, and he wasn't as effective as we've seen him in the past.
No,
he didn't seem to be.
No, that's true. That's true. He hadn't really trained 100% with us. We nursed him through as best we could, hoping against hope that we'd be able to, you know, not demand so much of him. But as the game went the way it did demand a lot of him, and we didn't feel that he had the capability of doing that for 70 minutes, so we switched at half time. Same with Tiernan McCann. We could see the rustiness in Tiernan McCann, who might have been back for a while training, playing a few club games, but he wasn't the Tiernan McCann that we know. He just hadn't that sharpness even on to break ball. He wasn't even breaking lines the way we know and that he can and does. And again, Lee Brennan, we wanted to be fair to him too. He's only back from a hamstring injury. We didn't want to push it on too far that was going to cause him maybe to be worse off in the end. So the three men who were carrying injuries, obviously, there were three men who had to come off, and that's unfortunate because you wouldn't have been taking them off if they'd been injury-free.
Rory Began, goals for Monaghan, Mickey, apart from his kick-outs and his organisation, to be able to come up and strike those scores at vital moments in the game too, massive.
Without a doubt. It's a great asset to have in any team. It doesn't matter where he's the goalkeeper or who he is. Anybody who can kick a ball over the bar from anywhere up to 60, 65 metres fairly consistently, that's a great bonus. And I suppose his kicks kept them very much in touch when we were probably playing a bit better football than they were and picking off a few scores. So, yeah, he was vital to their result today, and they have him, and they're fortunate to have him, and that's just the end of the story. You know, we couldn't match that aspect of their play either.
We struggled with kickouts too in the first half. I think it was maybe four or five in a row where we really did struggle to keep possession. Was it as much the fact that Colm just didn't have that wee bit of sharpness as it was the accuracy of the kick?
There was a bit of that in it, and there was a bit maybe of, again, decision making and choices. You know, I think Monaghan got on to the idea that we were kicking some balls long, right down the middle towards Cathal McShane, so they crowded that area or got in the way of his run for the ball. So perhaps there were other options then when they took so many men to do that. There could have been other options in front of the goalkeeper, but again, the goalkeeper needs to see that the players need to demand the ball in a different part of the field, and for a number of kicks that didn't happen. So there's lessons to learn, and hopefully we can learn a lot from them and maybe do things a bit better the next time out.
But the next time out, it's on the road, and we're at this stage, obviously no idea, but it's going to be a protracted route.
Well, for sure, it is. We have taken people on the scenic route a few times in our history, and some of them we did very well with, so maybe we can do it again. So that's it. The Ulster Championship's gone. We have nothing else to play for now but to try and get into the last eight. And that's still a realistic goal for us. And if we get there, we'd feel that we'd be well enough equipped to hold our own in that too.